came to the well in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. He was talking for a minute, and as he grew, he said, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when. We'll get together then. You know we'll have a cool time then. Well, my son turned 10 just the other day. Said thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Could you teach me to throw? I said, oh, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away and smiled. And he said, you know, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy knew it.
Yeah, baby, the cat's in the cradle. Happy Father's Day weekend. Happy Father's Day to all the dads. This is our Father's Day tribute, Vogler Vogler.
And thanks to Tim, say his last name, Tiny Tim, Kozelski.
No.
Kovavadevich?
Shelsvik.
Kozelsovic wrote an excellent piece about first Father's Day without his dad.
Oh, how nice.
And I both can identify with that.
Very nice.
Heck of a piece.
And I'm here with Matty G and the Peanut. And if you just joined us, you missed a great interview with Mr. Todd Rogers out there in Western Oklahoma. Does offer whitetail hunts, not just turkey hunts, but whitetail hunts. Let's do a little intro, shall we, for our next guest. Here we go.
Topcat, the most effectual topcat.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls. We're going to go up to New York. See the Topcat, Tony Caggiano. We know it's World Slam Adventures, but I certainly messed up his other deal. We're going to have to ask him what in the world that name is. Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy. What is the name of the company you work for? You traveled, did all the shows you went down and shot birds with?
Yeah, so I'm the U.S. sales manager for David Denny's Bird Hunting.
Thank you.
As well as Nervous Waters Fly Fishing and Red Stake Patagonia.
Okay.
So yeah, we got three companies under
three
one.
Three companies. So I couldn't remember the Denny thing. I messed that totally up.
Yeah.
So say it again.
David Denny's Bird Hunting.
All right. And they can find that on the website, I'm sure, someplace.
Oh, sure. We got a really nice new. We just redid our website. Got all our. We have 8 bird hunting lodges down there, so there's a lot to check out on the website. It's worth going and taking a look. It's beautiful stuff.
All right. Tell our listeners where down there is. Where'd you just go hunting? You were down there
for 2 weeks. So down there is. David Denny's, we have 8 bird hunting lodges in Argentina and Uruguay. So I just came back from our Los Cristones Lodge. It's about 2 hours outside of Buenos Aires. And we do duck hunting, doves, pigeons, perdiz, and big game hunting for axis deer, black buck antelope, water buffalo, and hogs. All free range, no fences. So
cool.
It's good stuff. The birds are all high volume. So two guys are going out, and your limit's like 70 birds a morning for ducks.
Jeez.
And no limit on doves. And then, I think we had my buddy Todd, who you know well,
right.
Todd Kitchen, he was out there. He's helped us a lot with the NWTF convention and all. And I think he and I took like 120 pigeons one afternoon. So it's a lot of fun.
My goodness. And then you went on a red stag hunt. Where was that?
Yeah, so this past year I was down at our Tupungato Lodge. It's a town just outside of Mendoza, beautiful foothills of the Andes Mountains. And I spent 4 days there chasing red stag up into the Andes, right up to the Chilean border. It was a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, though. I need to drop a few more pounds before I try to go chase stag at 10,000 feet again.
Quite a bit of traveling for a New York boy, don't you think?
Yeah. Life's good. I've been on the road since April. I think I've spent as much time away as I have at home, unfortunately, for better or worse. But, yeah, we did a... We did the stag, and then you and I went down to Oklahoma for a week, and I went down to Mexico and hunted ghouls with our good buddy Manuel down there at El Halcón, and been booking groups for him as well, which was my first ghouls hunt, and I know it's a little past turkey season, but I fell in love with everything down there.
Food,
the people, the location, and those birds were fantastic.
Birds are awesome. I love the ghouls turkey. Gobbler coming in strong at 10,000 feet with those feathers. Man, they're cool.
Yeah. And he really got us out there into the back of, you know, you're out in the mountains in the middle of nowhere, and those birds love the calling. I love that, you know, you get out there and it's kind of quiet and you start calling and here come 10 gobblers from 8 different directions. Yep. It was great fun.
Sierra Madre Mountains are beautiful. It's rough. It's a lot of rocks. It's steep, but boy, is it pretty hard to get up in there.
Yeah, getting in there in the dark was it was tough.
Yeah, it was tough.
You know, you're tripping over everything. It's like knee-high boulders all in some of these areas. Yeah. But
it's like driving over basketballs going in.
Yeah,
hard
drive in the morning.
I shot video.
You warned
of that.
Me about that.
Yeah, I got video.
You warned me about that.
I got video outside of the Suburban, one of his older Suburbans, driving up over rocks the size of basketballs. Videotaped to get in there.
It's a wild, wild place. And, but yeah, he didn't. I mean, just what a great time down there. And I was lucky enough, Manuel and I hunted together with my buddy Todd again, and we just had a great time. He's a ton of fun. He knows his birds, he knows the land. Everything about it. He's just professional and top notch as a guest.
He is. He does a great job. He's one of the best guides, outfitters that you'll run into. Really knows his stuff. And he's just a good person. He's just really a good guy. Always liked him.
Yeah, he's become a really good friend. I'm really excited that starting next year we're gonna be doing oscillated turkey hunts with him. So
that's great.
He and I are gonna talk more soon. He went down after his season's just ending now for the Goulds. He's heading back down to Campeche in the Yucatan to set up some more of his lodges and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just starting out, but I think if we get him, once he's down there doing those oscillated hunts, it's going to be as good as it gets. It always is with Manuel.
Because he goes 100 miles an hour and does 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing less. Always, always.
Absolutely.
What a busy boy. Man, I'm telling you, you were gone a long time this last time shooting those ducks and stuff. Todd came home, but you stayed down there. How many days were you down there?
I was down there for 16 days altogether.
Yeah.
So we did the duck and mixed bag hunt, and then I went and visited some of our other lodges over in Cordoba. So I went to our Picazoro Dove Lodge. We do high volume doves there.
Yeah,
and that was actually the first dove lodge in all of South America. It's been 35 years now, and since I was down there for business, I'm kind of meeting with people, but they insisted I do a little bit of dove hunting. So I went out one morning.
Poor baby.
And I sat down. We started shooting around 9 a.m., and it took me 18 minutes to shoot my first case of ammo. I shot 10 boxes in 18 minutes.
That's awesome.
And that's when I knew I needed to slow down.
That's awesome, though. And that's fun. That sounds like fun.
250 shells in 18 minutes. Yeah, it was pretty incredible.
Oh, all right, cool.
I slowed down a little after that, but... Only because I didn't want my boss yelling at me for shooting all the shells.
I'm going to have you give out some websites here in a second. But I just had Todd on, and I told listeners they could book deer hunts through you. You are booking deer hunts through Todd, aren't you?
Yeah, we've been doing the turkey hunts for a while with Todd.
Okay.
And, I mean, incredible place, great people.
Yeah.
And, the website up on worldslamadventures.com. I'm going to have everything up and running.
Okay.
Everything's up and running this week for now that doing the whitetail deer hunts. So we're really excited. Todd's a great guy.
Good place to hunt. He works his butt off.
He works his butt off. He's got a lot of great ground, and he's just everything about him's top shelf. So I'm excited to be working.
Really enjoyed spending time with him. Good guy. Okay, what about some of the other websites for your stuff? Because we're against the break here.
Yeah. So to check out anything on the bird hunting, check out www.daviddenies.com. And we also have 9 fishing lodges you can check out over at nervouswaters.com and 4 big game lodges at redstagpatagonia.com. So take a look. If you ever want to
get
any more information on that, you can email me, tony@worldslamadventures.com. Check me out on social media, all that good stuff.
You can find all this stuff on social media. You could just Google Tony Caggiano or just Google World Slam and stuff comes up, and you've got stuff everywhere. So if they don't remember those sites, they could go to that. All right, Tony, cool. Good stuff.
Terrific.
Wanted to get you
on.
All right, brother. Miss you.
All right. Yeah. Happy Father's Day to you mothers over there. And we'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay, happy Father's Day, TC. Thanks, brother. Hey, give my kids and my wife a hug, will you, buddy?
Oh, yeah. I sure will.
All right. We'll see you. Have a great weekend.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
All right. Bye.
All right. We need to take a break. Maddie G, shall you take us into commercial break? And we're going to come back on the other side. Mr. Mark Martin, baby. See you on the other side, baby.